CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Adam. What was that? A little bit of a...
I'm going through puberty.
Yeah, I thought
so. My voice is cracking.
Yeah, I thought. I heard a little bit of a crackle there.
We're live in East Devonport today for the best of the best, Ari.
We sure are. Voting is now open at cfmtaz.com.au for the best of the best in East Devonport. Might I also add, also counts Ambleside.
Yes.
We're chucking Ambleside in too today.
Yep. Why not?
Yeah, why? Just live a little YOLO.
I know it's about East Devonport today, but the last best of the best we did was in Penguin.
Yeah.
As we know, the Country Bakehouse won. I've got to come clean about something. Breaking Pie News. So we tried the...
I saw this email last night.
We did go for round two of the Flaming Penguins. Ari went for the more mild one, or so she thought.
Well, it had a smiley face on it, and it would look like more like a party pie. Like, in between a party pie and a normal size pie. It was a medium-sized pie. I just want to say that I ate two.
Yeah.
Let's reminisce the fact that I ate two of them.
I had the big one thinking it was the hotter one, but turns out Ari had the hotter one and I had the mild one.
So
but
I wonder why you had no issues at all eating, because I was like, I know they're hot, but and I know you eat chili, but last time you had one of these pies, you did struggle and you just ate it like a normal pie. I was like, oh my God,
I was actually
dying.
A bit confused myself why I was taking it so easy.
Yeah.
But it turns out because I had the milder one, but I did have a small one eventually, but that poor little girl.
I know.
That came over and ate one. She ate the
hottest pie and we were telling her, nah, it's just mild, it's fine.
Anyway, we've got great times like that ahead, but in East Devonport today.
Yeah, and it's Taste Test Tuesday too, so we've got lots of goodies to get through.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, we need to wake up just a little bit. So today for Taste Test Tuesday, I have got us a Beveragino from the Health Nut in East Devonport. It is a calm energy drink, ginger and lemongrass, or it's sparkling as well.
And if you don't know what a Beveragino is, she means beverage.
Yeah, it's called Turkey Tail, so clink. It's got to do a bit of a... Just wanted an extra clink there.
Ginger and lemongrass.
I think it's supposed to, it's actually mushrooms. See the mushrooms in the side of the... see those little mushrooms there? So it's a shroom drink.
Is it?
Surely that's illegal.
But also caffeine.
It's caffeine-free.
Some kind of plum involved?
Mm.
All right,
let's do it. Taste Test Tuesday. Cold-infused, super refreshing drink, calm energy... Gluten-free, Adam.
Excellent.
Perfect for your guts.
Just had a taste. I love it. Certified organic. You know I like stuff like this.
Yeah, hippie I know you do. Like you this. Do. And this is a hippie shroom drink, so you'll be frothing.
Well, yeah, you could say that.
It's literally made from mushrooms.
Yeah. The legal kind?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, just had to make sure that was clear.
Anyway, if you want to taste a turkey tail with us today, head over to the Health Nut.
It's one of the businesses down here in East Devonport.
Yeah, sure is.
That we're showcasing today because we want you to vote for who you think is the best of the best business in the East Devonport area today. Voting's open right now.
It is.
Go for it.
And just by voting, that $1,000 cash up for grabs, you could buy a few turkey tails with that.
And for those playing at home, yes, I did bring my laundry.
Oh my God, where is it?
It's in my car, but the laundromat doesn't open till 8, so I'm going to do a load.
Oh, you're going to have to wait until 8 to put your laundry on.
We're right next to the laundromat out here.
Yeah, we are.
East Side Laundromat. So I'm going to sit here, work, while I wash.
Oh, what a win-win situation. We are indeed in East Devonport, and the crew and I got together and made you something special just to celebrate our time in East Devonport.
The crew, like Little John and the East Side Boys.
Possibly. Delilah and I, pretty much. Yeah, we did this for you. Have a listen.
Cross that river, no worry, no worry. Come on, you better hurry. We are on these streets. We are on these streets. We are on these streets. We are on these streets.
It actually was the East Side Boys.
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. Well, I'm not shocked because you know me too well. But did you like that little surprise?
Proud of you guys. Yeah, you did need me there though. You needed a drummer there, someone with some rhythm.
Yeah, I know. Look, we really did. I was laughing way too much. Do you know how many takes that took us to get out? so that I wasn't laughing the entire time.
Just at the end.
So you should be proud.
I am. I thought that was fantastic.
So it's our theme song for today.
Yeah.
We might play it again later.
Yeah, I think, well, why not? Let's just replace all the music with that.
Oh, my God. We were going to do the whole entire song, but the words were a little bit too intense for me.
The sweat drops and all that.
Yeah.
Trivia trial.
If you call the number 1-300-655-922 with the answer, Jerry, our boss, will answer. So make sure you tell him what great
it.
Make sure you tell him what great employees we are, though.
Tell him you love listening.
But the number is 1-300-655-922. If you're correct with the answer, we'll pop you in the draw for the weekly prize, which is a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals. And Jensen's Quality Metalworks themselves discover the beauty of winter warmth with a Jensen's wood heater. What's the question, Ari?
Okay, well, if you're just tuning in, we are currently broadcasting live in East Devonport. The question I want you to answer is, what street are we on? Do you know? If you know what street we are broadcasting live on, then give Jelly a call. 1-300-655-922.
Don't forget to tell him what great employees we are too, because he's our boss.
Trivia trial.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes away from 7. Adam and Ari for breakfast on CFM. Playing trivia troll, question being Adam and Ari broadcasting live from East Devonport. But from what street? And from Devonport, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. Hey, the question for today, where are we, what streets are we broadcasting on in East Devonport today?
Is it Wright Street?
It's not Wright Street.
No worries.
Natalie from Devonport, we're broadcasting from a street in East Devonport this morning. What street is it?
Is it Murray Street?
It is Murray Street. Well done to you. Have you gone to see Adam and Ari yet?
No, unfortunately, I don't have transport. I rely on taxis or if I can get a ride with a friend or that.
Yeah, it's fair enough. And look, they're pretty boring to meet anyway, so that's probably a good
choice. Okay.
Yeah. Just a bit of advice here. But anyway, you're in the running to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. And tomorrow morning with Adam and Ari for breakfast, we'll play Trivia Troll again.
Hit music. Music.
We're on the hunt for the best of the best business in the East Devonport area today.
And we sure are.
We've got Marie Morris from one such business, from the One Flower Cafe. Marie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
It's a little bit chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could say it was warmer at 4 a.m. than it is right now.
Oh, definitely. As soon as that sun comes up, brings the frost.
And you opened super early for us this morning, so thank you so much. They opened at 6 a.m. for
you.
Us, Adam.
Appreciate that.
Oh, that's okay.
And I saw on your Facebook page that you are now opening from 7 a.m. every day but Sundays.
Yep. 7 a.m. We'll be here, coffee machine ready.
So good. And there's a bit of a special. I'm hearing bacon and eggs.
Oh, yeah. We got our bacon and egg McMuffin with a medium-sized coffee for only $10.
For only $10. How good is that?
Not bad. So you're right near the ferry here, so that must be convenient usually, but obviously in COVID times, has that affected business around this area?
It definitely has affected business. Usually we would get a couple of hundred people coming off that boat, but at the moment we're lucky to get one or two. But you know, we're glad that they're keeping the borders safe and keeping everybody doing what they're meant to be doing. So we've just focused on the locals, and so far that's panned out for us, and the locals have come out and supported, so thank you.
Yeah, huge thank you to the locals out in East Devonport. And if you're on the other side, come over. Have a coffee. I actually tried the carrot cake the other day when I was here.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Oh, it was divine.
I'm one of the yahoos that likes to go to the laundromat next door, so that must be good, people doing their laundry and then popping in for a quick coffee.
Absolutely. And we tell them, you know, just come in, you can just sit around, like, you know, grab one coffee and hang out and chat to us. We enjoy it.
It's kind of a unique cafe as well. Everyone has got, I guess, what would you say, graffiti, you know, tagged.
Yeah.
Some cute messages on the walls
totally
in the cafe.
Totally authorised, though.
Yeah, authorised. Yeah, totally legal. How cool is that? So where did that start?
So that was actually the previous owner started that one. Constantino, the magician, came into East Devonport and come into the cafe, and she said, you know what? Sign my wall, and that's where it all started. So Constantino signature's up there, one of the most famous, And there's so many nice stories when you read all the graffiti. It's people coming off the boat, coming here to travel to see family, their last little adventure before there's dementia and everything. Like, there's amazing things on there. So, and come in. We're trying to make more space for everyone to sign the wall. So it's a thing we want to keep on going.
So the most famous person is all I heard out of that, Adam. I think we need to sign the wall.
Well, obviously. We'll be signing it by the end of the day, I think.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marie, from One Flower Cafe.
Thank you, guys.
And don't forget, if you'd like to vote for the One Flower Cafe, head to cfmtaz.com.au. Vote for them for the best of the best business in the East Devonport area. Voting's open right now till 4 p.m. Now, I did want to draw attention to something for the listener, because I've already drawn attention to you. There you go. You've already done it.
Yeah.
I want...
Seems like Adam and Ari have dropped out there, but what Adam was going to say is that Ari says, aw, quite a bit.
Moonlaps?
Oh, yeah, they were awesome.
Well, you go. What about them Dodgem cars?
Oh, hang on.
You had a dream that you were pregnant, so congratulations.
Oh, I thought it said at my... Oh, okay. So...
And G-Nation from Team Reader.
Ah, you even had the judges. I can dance too.
There you go, triple on you. There
Hit music. Music.
Best of the best friend with me.
Oh, the party man is here.
Yeah, that's why he's my friend. Peppermint Pete from Peppermint Parties. Welcome.
Thank you, Ari. How are you?
A little bit stressed out now, but all good. We're back. We're live. We're all sorted.
That's excellent.
Now, Pete, is your actual name on your birth certificate Peppermint Pete?
No, it's not, no, it's actually. Not. No, no. I think we need to change it, though.
Yes. I think so, yes. Then you're truly the best of the best. Surely you deserve votes then.
To be honest, if you do want to vote online for just Peppermint Pete,
still
go
counts.
For it. Still counts. You can vote for people, places, whatever. We'll take it.
Way to go. I'll take it.
Now, what kind of stuff do you have at the Peppermint Party store?
Oh, we have everything. Anything and everything. At the moment, we've got a lot of AFL deco flying out the door, of course. We got the Doggies and the Demons. We've got some flags, some posters, balloons, crepe streamers, everything like that.
So Adam's team, I can't remember which team it was.
The Demons.
Are they the same colours?
Yeah, absolutely. The Demons.
It easy no,
there's
you guys.
Well, there's no white. The Bulldogs have some white in there, and their blue's a little lighter.
Well, if you're planning on having a party for the grand final, Peppermint Pete's the person to go to hook you up with all your goodies. What else have you got in there?
Of course, we've got jumping castles. You can always have one of those at your grand final party, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep the kids entertained so you can focus on football.
Exactly right.
And if you're having a hen's night, office party, stuff like that, you've got them covered too?
Yeah, you just got to come and visit our little naughty room for that, for the hen's night stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
I have indeed been in there.
And I can say, as a witness, excellent penguin costumes. Ari had one on the other day.
I heard about that. You come in and grabbed a penguin costume off of us, did you?
Peppermint Trudy sorted me out. She didn't tell you about that one, did she? Yeah, I dressed up as a penguin in Penguin to do Best of the Best, and it was so much fun, and everyone absolutely loved it. So thanks, guys.
No problem at all. I'll have to see the photos later.
Now, if people are looking for you, Peppermint Pete of Peppermint Parties, where can they find you here in East Devonport?
At number 6 Stephen Street.
And what are your opening hours?
Monday through to Friday, 9:30 till 5:30, and on a Saturday, 9:30 till 1:30.
Wonderful. It's literally my favourite place to go. Like, if you can't find me, just call Peppermint Pete, because he probably knows where I am.
More than likely.
Thanks so much. That's Peppermint Pete of Peppermint Parties. Not his official name on his birth certificate, but maybe soon.
Yeah, maybe. We'll change it for him.
And don't forget, you can vote for Peppermint Parties right now at cfmtaz.com.au for Best of the Best East Devonport. Oh, yes, it's Adam and Ari live from East Devonport with Dog News, Ari.
It sure is.
I've got the winner of this year's Cobber Challenge. Now, the Cobber Challenge basically pits a bunch of working dogs around Australia and New Zealand,
yeah,
including dogs from Tassie, against each other. So working dogs on farms, stuff like that.
Like rounding up sheep and stuff?
Yeah, so they put a GPS on them to track how many Ks they do in a day.
Wow.
And then they find a winner of the they find the ultimate working dog who's doing the most Ks. This year's winner is Sky Blue Jack of Victoria.
Yeah.
Sky Blue recently had like a claw amputated, almost like a thumbnail, a thumb bone, sorry,
and recovered. That's actually like really painful for the dogs as well. Sandy had hers removed too.
So Sky Blue is a six-year-old Kelpie and had to run 1,012 Ks over a three-week period, working 87 hours during the challenge with an average speed of 11.59 Ks to take out the crown of the Cobber Challenge.
Just wanted to say, that's more hours than we do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Kelpies, they got a lot of energy.
True, but, very true. That is one hard-working dog.
Jack took it all in his stride. He didn't get arrogant or anything. There's never a boast or a brag, you could say, with Jack.
Oh, bless his cotton socks.
His owner said he's happiest when he's working. I even had to hold him back on a few days to make sure he still had plenty in the tank. So he wanted to do even more than that.
Oh, he just wanted to keep going. He just loves work, like you and I.
Yeah, and he's been rewarded for his hard work. So there you go. All's well that ends well, as it often is in dog news.
Sure does.
Sky Blue Jack, congrats, taking out the Cobber Challenge.
Good on you, Jackie.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
All right, it's time to do song snag. My co-host Ariel is not here. She's out making a scene.
I was just having a dance. Don't mind me for trying to warm up. I am in East Devonport. I can do a bit of a crump.
All right, it's time for song snag. Give Jerry back at HQ a call at 1-300-655-922 if you can identify the following snagged song. And if you're correct, we'll pop you in the prize pool to win waffles for two to Windows on Westella. Just a reminder, every Wednesday at Windows on Westella, between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m, you can get 25% off waffles for Waffle Wednesday.
Yummy.
Yummy indeed. All right, Jerry, back at HQ, fire off the snagged song. You know what? I don't usually say this, but it's badly snagged.
Oh, you say that every day.
If you know what it is, the number's 1-300-655-922. Give Jerry back at HQ a call. Tell him what it is and we'll pop you in that prize pool. We're still taking calls back at HQ for this.
Song, 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 snag.
All right, Jerry back at HQ. Do you want to fire off the snag song again? The number's 1-300-655-922 if you know what this song is. It is badly snagged.
No one knows what that song is.
That's because it's so badly snagged, Ari.
It's because you chose the song.
How dare you. If you know what it is, prove Ari wrong and call 1-300-655-922. You'll get Jerry and he'll take your answers for Song Snag.
Song, 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 snag.
At CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. It's now 6 minutes away from eight and we're playing Song Snag. Priscilla from Devonport, you've called up to play Song Snag?
Yes.
All right, let's see if you can guess the song. Drums there. Priscilla, what do you think the song is?
Is it The Kids by Robbie Williams?
It's not Kids by Robbie Williams. No, keep trying.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Emma from Burnie playing Song Snag. Here's the song. Emma, what do you think the song is?
I might be off the money this morning, but is it Spin Doctors?
We played them this morning, but no, it's not the Spin Doctors.
No, not a problem at all.
All right, take care.
Have a good day.
You too, bye. Kelly from Devonport playing Song Snag. Here's the song. Kelly, what's the song?
Is it Spin Doctors, Two Princess?
Oh, someone else has guessed that too. It's not that one, I'm afraid. Keep trying.
No. Okay, thank
you. Bye. All right, so no correct guesses yet for Song Snag, but we've got a couple more calls. We might just go to the phones. We'll just leave Adam and Ari in East Devonport for a moment. Hello, who have we got there?
Blake.
Blake, is it? Still there? Hello, who have we got there?
Zara.
Tara?
Zara.
Sorry, Zara. Zara, we're playing Song Snag. What do you think the song is?
Is it When Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day?
It's not that one. Close, but not that one.
Okay.
All right, thanks for that.
Thanks.
Hello, who have we got there?
Dave from Devonport.
Dave, is it?
Yep.
All right, Dave, Song Snag, what do you think it is?
When I Come Around by Green Day.
That might be the one. When I Come Around. That's what we needed, When I Come Around by Green Day. Well done to you. Hang on the line and we'll put you in the running to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella, okay?
No worries, thanks.
All right, very good. Yes, it was When I Come Around by Green Day as part of Song Snag with Adam and Ari for breakfast. Hit music. Music.
Now, Jerry, back at HQ, I don't know if you could just replace all the songs with slow, soft ballads because my co-host Ari flips out every time there's a party anthem while we're trying to plan the show. So if you could go ahead and sort that out. Just slow ballads.
I just want to say that it's... yeah, it's all your fault, Jerry. It is freezing. I'm so cold. I literally have to dance to warm up.
Soon as the talk break ends, headphones off, up she is, dancing. It's like, Ari, come back, we're trying to play the show.
Oh, here we go. Thank you, Jerry. This is something special. Wait, where'd it go?
All right, now this, there it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Oh, don't tease me like that, jellyfish.
All right, can we get a slow battle version of that too? That's the East Devonport anthem that you guys made.
We'll play it for you later on this morning.
Now this, have you ever been on this? There's a ferry that runs between Devonport and East Devonport. Have you ever been on this?
Well, no, because I like free stuff and it's not free.
Yeah. So I've never been on it. I wasn't aware it operated, but there is a little boat that goes across from Dev to East Dev. It'd be a great way if you can't drive, you know, because I know a lot of people from East Dev go across to Dev for a few drinks.
Yeah, especially with Living City and everything going on and the markets and stuff that are happening on a Friday night as well, like, you know. It'd be super easy to just catch the ferry over. Wouldn't it be fun too? Bit of an experience as well.
We think it should be free. Hey?
And I'm also very lazy, so there's no way I'd be walking over the bridge. Like, that's way too far for me to walk.
Yeah, so you could, like, hang out at one of the best of the best, you know, whichever is crowned best of the best here at East Dev.
Yeah.
Catch the ferry for free, if they made it free, and go to the best of the best over in Dev once we crown that.
Maybe we need to start a petition to make the ferry free.
Yeah. I mean, do you agree with this? Do you think the ferry should be free? You can contact us at CFM Tasmania if you agree.
Yeah, or call Jerry. Give Jerry the details. Have a bit of a rant with him. 1-300-605-922.
Yeah, you've heard him on the air this morning. He loves chatting to you on the phone.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
Are you out there, Delilah? Can we hear you?
Oh, I'm down here.
You're right next to us.
Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, we've got a question for you. Have you been on the little ferry that goes across the river?
I believe I have. Yeah, it's just the one occasion. It was quite a nice little dawdle across the Mersey. But, you know, it would be cool if it was like a bit of a freebie. It was nice and free.
We're all about free things here at CFM. So, yeah, Delilah's on board. It should be free ads. All right, Delilah, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
All right, I'm down at Eastside House of Hair and Beauty in East Devonport celebrating best of the best. A few goodies with me this morning. I've got CFM stickers, Friends with Benefits key tags, and CFM pens, which I'm pretty fancy. They're really nice to hold, so come down. And I also have Tipsy Koala from Dinky Co. hand sanitizer, so keep your hands sanied with your nice new pen. It's pretty cool down here this morning, but, you know, it's chill, so come down, say hey at Eastside House of Hair and Beauty until 8:30 or until I run out.
Well, technically, you'll be here until 10 with us, but hey, look, come down and see Delilah, Eastside House of Hair and Beauty. You'll also see Adam and I.
Word sandwich.
17.
More.
17 minutes to 9 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Just a little bit of a hiccup there, right?
It is, of course, time for Word Sandwich. You can win if you get the Word Sandwich correct.
Yes, let me do this, Ads. It's okay. I've got your back. Okay, Adam is...
And it does look like they've dropped out again, but we'll still play Word Sandwich. Here's the words for today.
Your words for today are laundry and bull.
Laundry and Ball. The number to call is 1300 655 922, and you could win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. Come in and taste the difference. The words again.
Your words for today are laundry and ball.
Laundry and ball.
Boss man Jerry's back at HQ taking calls at 1300 655 922 for Word Sandwich.
More. Now, Kerry from Ulverston, we're playing Word Sandwich. Here are the words.
Your words for today are laundry and ball.
Laundry and ball. What do you think the word is?
Basket.
Basket.
The word for my sandwich is basket. Laundry basket.
Basketball. Well done to you, Kerry. You're in the running to win on Friday.
No worries then. Thank you. Hit music.
The Health Nut out in the East Devonport area. We're joined by Rachel and Liana. Now, you two own the Health Nut, is that right?
Sure do.
Yep, new owners, new management. Come on down.
So how long then? How long have you been owning it for?
We've been in the business since May this year, so just new ownership, but the business has been in East Devonport for a very long time, 30 plus years. So we've got, amazing grounds to start, but we just want to bring more to the local area of helping people with their health and feeling amazing. So, yeah, come over if you want to, get yourself feeling on top of the world, and we want to support you with, foods, supplements. We've obviously got support through functional medicine practitioners. We also do massage. We've got Keish that does cosmetic tattooing. Yeah, so we've just got an amazing team that we're so lucky to have, and we want to bring it to, all of our local areas and beyond. But we also love to support our brewers.
So we've got really amazing hangover cures for our brewers. Yeah. So it's like a double banger.
I love this. Awesome.
Yeah, Ari really has a problem. So. Yeah.
Come on.
Also got, can you tell us about this loyalty program you have?
Yeah, so when you come into store, we like to sign you up, just very simple name and phone number with our loyalty program, and you get 2.5% loyalty on everything you spend, which you can either save or spend each time you come into store. But it does add up pretty quick, and that's just our way of trying to give back as a small, personal owned business, to be able to give back to you guys as locals. That's just our little bit of contribution to keep you coming back and supporting us.
And whereabouts can we find you?
In the amazing East Devonport, 59 Wright Street. You have to come down to right at the end near the school.
And you also have to go down because we actually did a bit of a toast this morning.
Loved
turkey
it.
Tower. We had some shrooms this morning. Calm.
I see that. I told you she has a problem.
Calm energy drink, ginger and lemongrass. It's delicious, by the way. And there's quite a range of, mushroom.
Oh, mushrooms are amazing. So we got on to this. These are Australian companies, so from Byron Bay. Very organic, gluten-free. Like a lot of the stuff we try and focus on is plant-based or, healthy. It's all healthy for you. It's good for you. It comes from the ground. It's got to be good. But the mushrooms, they're another, they're interesting. We've got, drops for your immune system, for your gut health. But the turkey tail drink, it's very refreshing. I love it. I hadn't tried it before myself, so I was really excited to try it out.
Yeah, we definitely
love it. It is delicious.
Yeah, I love it.
So good. I'm ready for another.
That's Rachel and Liana from the Health Nut out here in East Devonport. Don't forget you can vote for them for the best of the best at cfmtas.com.au. They're open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Thanks so much, guys, for having a chat with us.
Thank you.
Now, to celebrate all things East Devonport REU...
Yes, well, not just me. I had some help from Delilah as well as the old famous Lee Dixon, who used to be in the show, who's now been kicked over to 7AD. So we got a little secret something, and I'm very excited because Dixon and also Delilah are right in front of me. So we're going to play it again for their enjoyment.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
E7 one more time. East Dev. From the bridge to the ferry. Cross that river, no worry. Come on, you better hurry. We on these streets. We on these streets. We on these streets. We on these streets.
I don't know how many.
One of the most gangster songs I have ever heard in my time.
Hey, look, we are on the east side and I absolutely love it.
Well, I hope if you're an East Devonport resident, you had your cassette recording just then so you could record that, play it back.
It gets worse the more you listen to it. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's awesome. And now I'm like, it's actually really bad.
Oh, I think it's good.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We've been live from East Devonport. We'll be signing off now, Ari.
I know, I'm a little bit sad. Also, a huge shout out to the guys at Peppermint Parties. They heard I was freezing cold and they brought me back a blanket.
Yeah, I'd like to retract that shout out though because they didn't bring me a blanket. So that's evened out now to zero shout outs.
We are pretty much celebrating best of the best in East Devonport, including Ambleside. You can vote as many times as you like at cfmtaz.com.au. Just by voting, you will indeed go in the draw to win that $1,000 cash.
Thanks for having us, East Devonport. Thanks to the street team, Delilah and Renna, and you, Ari.
Yeah, I was a street team member this morning. We're here at 4:30.
Yeah. And thanks, Jerry Shears, back at the studio, pressing the buttons back at HQ. And he's also put together a little Best Bits compilation of stuff on air and off, I believe. We haven't heard this yet, so...
No, new to us.
Fire away, Jerry.
Yeah, what it is, there's a bit of stuff that was on air, but it's mainly off air, because that's really when it's funniest.
Yeah.
We don't know when we can say things on air, so sometimes our best conversations are indeed off air.
That's right, but if you still want a job, well... So here's the audio, see what you think.
East Dev, from the bridge to the ferry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh?
But
you're all a bit positive.
Oh, yeah.
What was this negative?
Oh, she looked like she was waving at Daz.
Have you gone to see Adam and Ari yet?
No, unfortunately, I don't have transport. I rely on taxis or if I can get a ride with a friend or that.
Yeah, it's fair enough. And look, they're pretty boring to meet anyway, so that's probably a good
choice. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think less content. Less genius content. But
they're the reason why we're here. So the most famous person is all I heard out of that, Adam. I think we need to sign the wall.
Well, obviously. We'll be signing it by the end of the day, I think.
Ah, FOMO. Better keep that.
I know, right? I can sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, how dare you.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yay! Oh, that's Sarah Wally! That's Sarah's parents.
Is it?
Yeah!
369 East Dev, you finally good. E7 ball, one more time. East Dev. From the bridge to the ferry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a day we have had. Thank you, East Devonport. Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, thanks for that little compilation, Jerry. Can you believe somehow we managed to keep a show? Well, I managed to keep a show together, glued together with that going on.
I can't believe we've still got jobs, to be honest.
Well, that's really, who's to blame for that? Jerry Shears back at HQ, really.
Of course.
What was he thinking? All right, thanks, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 6.